Hachette Audio presents Inconspicuous Consumption, The Environmental Impact You Don't Know You Have. Written and read by Tatiana Schlossberg.
To all of the climate scientists, environmental lawyers, activists, and advocates for their help and for not giving up. And to my family. Introduction. When we think about climate change, melting polar ice caps, hurricanes, or forest fires might be the first things that come to mind. If we think a little longer, we might get all the way to renewable energy, greenhouse gas emissions, or coal. Much lower down on the list, if it comes up at all, is average, everyday, run-of-the-mill stuff, including literal stuff. A pair of jeans, a hamburger, Netflix, an air conditioner. But those four things, and many others, should be much higher on the list. In fact, almost everything we do, use, and eat in the United States, and much of the rest of the world, has a lot to do with climate change and the environment, because of the way we use resources, create waste, and emit greenhouse gases without even thinking about it. That's why I wanted to write this book. The physical things we interact with every day and lots of our daily activities don't exist in a vacuum. They're much more connected to each other, to global climate change, and to each one of us than we think. The story of climate change, and all of our stuff, is actually a story about everything. Science, health, injustice, inequality, national and international politics, the natural world, business, normal life. Climate change affects everyone constantly, but until very recently, we usually only talked about it for a few days when some natural disaster happened or a particularly scary report by government scientists came out, if then, before we moved on to something else. Really, we should be talking about it all the time, but it's scary, and even though it's an existential crisis facing humanity, it doesn't always seem to connect to our lives, so we haven't talked about it nearly enough. Let me back up for a second. Before I became a climate change and environmental journalist, I understood in broad strokes what climate change was and why it was happening. That transportation, industry, agriculture, and electricity generation all involve processes that result in the emissions of carbon dioxide or other greenhouse gases, which trap heat in the atmosphere, causing the overall surface temperature of the planet to increase. This leads to the melting of the polar ice caps and the rise in sea level, stronger storms, drought, forest fires, flooding, etc. I knew that there were other kinds of pollution that created environmental problems, like ocean plastic and acid rain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?